Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't get it. It's going to happen no matter what. These guys always gamble, and you always had the things where coaches would get pinched for having an NCAA tournament bracket, and they went too hard the other way. But, and I guess the whole point is, well, if you let them gamble, you know what their gambling patterns are, and you can sort of have a better view of it. So I do know the industry enough to understand that there really is an argument for that way, but it just is a bad look, especially with what's going on in the NBA today. And you're talking about college kids who, all right, they're on NIL money, they make some money, but you know, you're crazy to bet, you know, crazy in the NBA or in the pros because you have too much at stake. But for these college kids, okay, if you miss a kick, what do I care? We're still going to cover. You know, you're going to have a lot of that happening. It's just a really, really, really bad look.
Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us every Thursday at 4:20. And obviously we asked that question about college and the NCAA allowing coaches and athletes to gamble on pro sports. That was passed, I believe, yesterday, which made today the optics today of Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and former Cavs assistant and player Damon Jones getting popped by the FBI for their involvement in different gambling ventures there. I understand the optics of this. I thought it was, when I started the show by saying the pearl clutching,
yeah,
when people took the NBA story and then made it about college football, that's the pearl clutching I'm talking about. Turning, hey, this valid story with valid with that can impact the integrity of games, stuff like that, and then just anything tangentially related to gambling melting down over.
So I'm going to surprise you with this take, and I hate that I have this take. I don't love this take coming from me. I used to be different in this way. Kind of looking like you betting on pro sports, it could almost be looked at as almost like a gateway drug of sorts. Like the way I perceive gambling is just very different than when I was 15 years old going to the horse track and betting consistently, not only on sports I played with friends and doing everything like that, but like just in general. I do feel like there is a slippery slope that I feel like didn't used to exist that now does. And so I could see a scenario where you let a kid with NIL money go out there, bet on the pro games, loses his ass, and all of a sudden then tries to find a way to get it back, and he's dealing with shady people, and he's throwing games in shady ways, and it's all just out of desperation. Like, that scenario plays out in my head in a way that I don't think I ever envisioned years ago.
I just think this idea, oh, you have to protect them, it's like, no, you have to protect the game. And the truth is, I can understand your fears, but the reality is, then a couple kids are going to have to be made cases of and lose their eligibility and lose their scholarship in the name of this. Like, I understand the fear that this can happen, and it likely will happen the same way it's happened in baseball, football,
it's happened
and
everywhere.
The NBA.
Yeah.
That's part of the stakes. I don't think that college athletes and certainly college coaches should be discluded from this just because it's in the college game. I don't really see any difference between any level of sports here.
I guess the difference for myself is the idea that I feel like most people be like, well, they'll find a way to gamble anyway, and I don't believe that to be true.
I do.
No, I just don't. I feel like if you're going to end up on, and I've seen enough people, enough friends that have ended up on these apps, and now they love gambling in a way that when I would talk gambling with them before, didn't exist. Like, it's just a whole new world, and it's completely different. So I feel like you'd get somebody in on the idea that you get some bonus bets or whatever it is, and I could see a scenario. It's just a slippery slope. I could see a scenario you end up getting hooked on it, and then you try to find ways to get out of being in a very desperate situation at 18, 19, 20 years old, and I could see how that ends up poorly.
I think that's where the NCAA or whatever, whoever actually is in charge in sports anymore, your guess is as good as mine, where they have to have a concrete plan. In the same way that it's collectively bargained in the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL, I do think this is part of your agreement. Every athlete signs the NCAA agreements. There has to be an absolute part of this in whatever contract you have with college football.
I know. I guess where I'm trying to protect them a little bit is that you are open to making the dumbest decisions of your life at that age. And that 18 to 22 year old gap is just, your brain isn't fully formed, and you can make all sorts of decisions that you wouldn't make if you're a 30 year old pitcher. You know what I mean? Like, it is different to me from that perspective. Maybe it's a bad day for us to be discussing this after everything that happened in the NBA. And I'm shocked by this being my take myself. But I just look at this and I'm like, you didn't have to allow this. You could have kept the band existing, and it wouldn't have changed anything, except it might have protected a couple of these players, and not only just keeping the game's integrity, but also keeping some of the NIL money in their pocket still.
I am a fan of pragmatism, not panic. Now, the problem is going to be the NCAA is not pragmatic. The NCAA waits until something grows to a ridiculous level, and then they have nothing, no choice but to do something about it, and then usually don't have power to do anything about it. So I just think, like, if you have pragmatic guardrails in place, you can avoid most of it. There will be trouble. It's the reality is, and by the way, the trouble that you're probably going to have probably is going to be there anyways. There probably already are kids gambling on games, whether it's games they're in or pro games. It's probably already happening. But if you have pragmatic guardrails in place, you can avoid some of this, the way that, even though there are still the stories in the NBA, you've still avoided most of this, because the number one thing you have to do is just have player awareness. You just have to be able to let the guys know what they can and can't do. And then when somebody does something you can't do, you need to have a hammer that can be dropped. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.